Well, would you ever say something like, well, you might have, we're talking about, you said you told your friend that you should have, but would you ever say you might?
Let's state the question again.
Well, if you'd done some hard work all by yourself,
yeah,
and you had a friend that stood there, you know, with her hands on her hips the whole time, not done a thing, you say, well, you...
I would say you know, you might have helped.
And what if somebody asked you, would it be possible for you to do something? And you really didn't know, you'd say, well, I
can try.
And would you ever say something like, I'm not sure, but I might could, or something like that?
I might could, uh-huh.
Would you say that?
Mm-hmm.
What about, if I said, you know, wish you could have gone with us, you know, to the beach last week, and you said, if I'd known anything about it, I
would have gone.
But, you know, you might, would you say I might could?
No.
What about if I said, this Thursday I'm going to be moving and I need some help, and you really didn't know if you could help or not, you said, well, I don't know, but
I might could help.
And what kind of birds do you have around here? You have one that nights you hear, those big ones, the big eyes.
Owls? No, we don't have very many around here.
Do you have any different types of this?
Of what? Of birds?
Owls.
I know there's different types, but I don't know what they are.
Do you know the kind that that you can see out, that you know can see in the dark? It makes real scary noises at night.
Mm-mm.
Do you have any like that makes a real shrill voice, a screech?
A screech? No.
You ever heard of a screech owl?
I've heard of them.
What is that?
I've heard of them, but I don't know what.
What do you call them?
Screech owl.
What about the kind that hoots at night?
Hoot owl.
And is there a kind of a bird that drills holes in trees?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What do you call him?
A woodpecker.
Have you ever heard that called a pecker wood?
No.
What about, have you ever heard of pecker wood?
No, never.
Is there a kind of black and white animal that has a real powerful smell that goes around?
Skunk.
Ever heard that call anything else?
Not that I could think of.
Well, if there was a little animal that was getting into the chicken coop and everything around your house, and you didn't know what it was, what kind of animal it was, you know, but you had an idea, it was a small animal.
A possum?
Well, yeah, if you didn't really know what it was, you'd say, you might get your gun and set some traps and say, I'm going to stop that.
I wouldn't say it, but what you're thinking of is critter.
Do you hear that?
I've heard it. Uh-huh.
What about, do you ever hear a word,
varmint? Mm-hmm. On the Beverly Hillbillies.
Is that the only place you ever hear?
No. I probably heard it somewhere else. Yeah.
But you wouldn't use it?
No.
Is there a kind of bushy-tailed little animal that lives in treetops in Edinburgh?
Mm-mm. What? I don't know what you mean.
Little,
like a squirrel?
Yeah.
No, we don't have very many of them.
Do you know any different kinds of squirrels?
Mm-mm.
There's one, you ever heard of the one that, you know, is in town, what color is he?
I don't know.
Well, have you ever heard of a mountain boomer?
Nope.
What about any kind that other kind of squirrels?
I've heard of ground squirrels, that's about the only thing that we have around here.
Do you know which they are?
Well, they're real little, they're small.
You ever heard of a red squirrel?
No.
Fox squirrel. Is anything that looks sort of like a squirrel but doesn't climb trees? With the stripes, is that what you're talking about? The cat has little stripes on its back? A ground squirrel?